Star, Brother and Sister, circa March 28, 1900. Portion of a letter written to the stars, circa March 28, 1900. Pages 1 and 2 missing. We were, after a time, waiting at the station for 30 minutes on our way direct for Summer Hill. We went to Brother and Sister Heinsen's. They had just closed their dinner, but we enjoyed our refreshments. Sarah went into Sydney, for we must wait until 5 o'clock for train to Hornsby. In that waiting period, I visited with Sister Annie, Sister Moss, and Dr. Caro. Brother Curro walked with us to station. He was more than surprised to meet his sister. I had words to speak to both Dr. Caro and Brother Curro. I do not know if this is spelled right. I had quite a long talk with the latter. He went with us to Redfern Station, which was essential. Our luggage was left at that place. We did design to stop at Hornsby, but we failed to do this. Brother Palmer we met at Redfern Station. We invited him into the ladies' compartment and had a long talk with him. The two ladies in the compartment left, and Sarah and the young lady and I were the only ones. And Brother Palmer rode with us to station at Morisset. When there was only one trap, the Haskell gray horse, and one-seated buggy. There was revealed at that station Brother Camp and two or three others. We had telegraphed for two teams, but there had not been time to get and deliver the message. Brother Palmer and I came to my home and left the parties waiting until we met one team just after we turned the corner by the bridge at the next platform just before we reached our gate. All were glad to see us at home again. We were in time to close up American mail. I am glad we came directly home. My cold is not yet gone. I have had no time to attend to it. I am writing by lamplight. Oh, it is such a pleasure to be at home again. I left my hairbrush. Send it, if you please, by Sister Watson, but do not send by mail to cost even one penny. W.C. White will be met in Sydney today by Brother Gates in reference to printing press for the school. This is as far as my experience goes in traveling. We pray for you. I feel an intense interest that you should all be in health. You have favorable location, and if the atmosphere was also mild and dry, I should feel much relieved in your behalf. But you must guard Mother Cicely as a child. You must guard against changes in the weather and give her every advantage of the sunshine. This is her life. She must have it whenever it shines. Dear, faithful soul, beloved of God, we want to keep her with us as long as God so wills. Be assured we will pray for you all, and we feel an earnest desire that the Lord God of heaven shall give you the victory every day in Geelong. Victory in your home. Victory before the people. God lives and reigns. Our trust must be in God. He is our sufficiency. He is our present help in every time of need. While you are giving the last message of mercy to the people for a fallen world, make the significance of this singular message all that God designs it shall be. And unless it does have its effect to cut away the errors of superstition and priestcraft, it has no force. But the Lord will give the true and perfect sound in the warning which shall come to the people. Be of good courage, and do not be imprudent in regard to your health. For you are God's property, and He has a work for you to do. But you want no frivolous girls to unite with such a sacred, holy work as that in which we are engaged. We would have no trifling set around us. The Sister Williams is a Christian. If she remains with you, guard her carefully. She will not betray any trust you repose in her. And if you can unite with her some grown-up women of Christian experience, do this. But be careful and not allow Sister Williams to take long tramps. And guard her carefully and not let her work until her nerves are worn threadbare. The Lord has a great work to be done, and He will give you His grace to accomplish the work. In much love to you all.